Avery, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
When did you open Color City Mushrooms and where did the idea come from?
I grew up in the mountains of East Bern, New York, and I have always been fascinated with the outdoors. I love the outdoors, the naturalness of everything. And my grandfather opened a sawmill with the money that he earned being in the army during the Korean conflict. And he built his wife, my grandmother, and he a house using some logging equipment that he bought. And that grew into a family business. And so I was basically raised in the woods, going into various hills and mountains, exploring with my mom while my dad worked. I loved the splashes of color that you would find here and there tucked away. That grew into just a love and fascination of mushrooms from, a very early age. When I met my girlfriend Amy about 5 years ago or so, she had been growing shiitake in logs on like a hobby level. I jumped right into that, and we started expanding the shiitake collection. And then with the COVID crisis that hit last year, I had been managing the Experimental Media and Performing Arts Center at RPI. And unfortunately, performing arts were, kind of canceled and still are for the foreseeable future. And I was furloughed. I decided at that point that it was time to dedicate what had been a hobby, energy level activity, to a full-time passion career. So June 1st, I registered Collar City Mushrooms as an LLC and started looking for a building to open because I knew I wanted to start as an indoor urban mushroom farm. I have a realtor friend who was helping us look at, very dilapidated buildings that would have required a lot more investment once we procured the property. And he kind of heard what we wanted and knew the needs of the business in a very loose way. And he showed us this property at 333 Second Avenue up Lansingburg, and we immediately fell in love with it. I love the location. I loved the openness of everything. And we negotiated with the building owner who was trying to sell it, and he allowed us to lease the property. And we're renting to own right now. So we do have a plan to buy it in a couple years once income picks up and we can prove to a lending facility that we are an actual effective business. We are going to continue to expand from here. My long-term vision includes buying a forested plot somewhere nearby where we can, build some mushroom-shaped yurts that people could camp in and, take people on foraging walks during the week and teach them skills about foraging. And then ideally have some kind of large lodge space where we could bring what we foraged in the forest back and cook it immediately. So people are getting that direct experience of having something growing in the forest and bringing it to a kitchen and preparing it right there. And then incorporate that if people are staying for a few days or for a full week. Saturday nights, I would like to have a mushroom tea ceremony using ideally mushrooms that we've harvested from the forest around us, reishi or turkey tail, chaga, and having like a medicinal mushroom tea ceremony around a bonfire with some music. And then Sunday, people will go home with either a mushroom bag that they could grow their own mushrooms at home or some kind of oak log inoculated with shiitake or oysters, and then teach more of the cultivation process in that way.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Avery Stemple from Color City Mushrooms. How do you find the neighborhood of Lansingburg? It's really exciting to me. I myself live in Lansingburg. It's exciting that businesses are starting to pop up here in this area as opposed to concentrated in downtown Troy.
I actually like it a lot. I've lived in South Troy on Hill Street for 5 years now. And I really love Troy as a city. I've worked at RPI since 2008. I actually got my graduate degrees from Sage Colleges in the early aughts. And I've seen Troy develop now for 20 plus years. The growth that it's had really has been amazing. And it's a very supportive city. The businesses do like to interact and the people really love to support the things that are happening in the city. I didn't know very much about Lansingburg until, we started looking at this property, just driving around in the neighborhoods. There's Testo's and Verdiles, and we've got Liberty Pizza, and I was going to different hardware stores without even realizing that there was one right over on Fifth. And, so now I'm trying to support myself, the local businesses here. The buildings are really pretty. Like I love to imagine what Troy looked like at the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s, because there was so much wealth in Troy, and you can really see it in the architecture that's still existing. And some of these now multifamily houses, which were just single family houses, originally, and especially this stretch of Second right on the river, has such long expanses that I think could really lend to some better development and different businesses than what there is here where we are. As much as I love Napa, I love Advanced Auto are right up the street, but we're in really a stretch of all auto businesses. It's right on the river and they're not utilizing the river at all. And one of the things that we plan to do is put in a dock and develop the riverbank a little bit and put in like a little labyrinth with some shrubs and some outdoor mushroom grow beds with like King Stropharia and some bluets, so people can sit on picnic tables actually right here by the river and then go down some stairs and go out onto the dock. And, maybe we'll get some boat traffic, or if we're doing some dinner experience, we could actually have the people eat right out on the river, which I think would be just absolutely amazing. It's so pretty. It really deserves to be appreciated.
When did you open and what kind of business are you doing now?
Well, we moved into the building in October. It took a couple months to get the building permit approved because we had to negotiate with the planning committee of Troy, get them to see that we weren't a big kind of corporate investor with deep pockets that could do a lot of quote unquote necessary exterior improvements right away, especially because of the fact that we don't actually own the building and we're just leasing this first floor. But they were amenable to the negotiation that we proposed, the compromise that we proposed. We started building at the end of November and just got our certificate of occupancy a couple weeks ago. We opened on February 7th. That was our first day of actually allowing people to come in officially. I did not anticipate as much traffic as we had because I really haven't advertised that we're open or anything yet. But people have been driving by and seeing what we're doing, and I'm active on social media, and a lot of people have shared it on social media. And we sold out of the mushrooms that we were growing both Saturdays so far. Ideally, once we complete our construction and are growing to the capacity that we have right now, we're able to harvest 200 to 300 pounds of mushrooms a week and really get some wholesale clients like, restaurants and some CSAs so that we can support the local food industry.
So for folks who want to visit your shop, what kind of mushrooms can they find to purchase there?
Oh, yeah, good question. Right now, maitake is all harvested, so we won't have maitake again for quite a while. But we are growing blue oysters, pink oysters, white oysters, golden oysters. We are growing king trumpets and black king trumpets. Reishi, which is just a more of a medicinal one. It's not culinarily consumed typically. We're growing shiitake, lion's mane, beach mushrooms and pipino mushrooms. We also just got some cordyceps strains, and we are going to be growing cordyceps, which are another medicinal mushroom.
This is so exciting for someone who loves to cook with mushrooms. All of those mushrooms combined together are just a delicious taste sensation in your mouth. Can you leave our listeners with a simple recipe that they can use from the mushrooms that they could get from your shop?
Sure. I mean, simple is just dice some of the mushrooms, and we actually start with a simmer. So a little bit of water, and let the water kind of cook out of the mushroom, because mushrooms are very heavy water concentration. And then you add your fat, whether you cook with butter or olive oil or some other kind of oil, and then salt and pepper, and you can kind of really get the taste of the mushroom in that way. As an example, for something a little bit more complicated, is we had two different mushrooms, beach mushrooms and maitake, that we cooked this morning with a little bit of ginger, garlic, and soy sauce. We added some steamed carrots and zucchini and sauteed that all together, and then served that over rice with a fried egg on top and some sriracha. And that was our breakfast this morning, and it was delicious.
Amazing. Where can our listeners find more information about when Color City Mushrooms is open and what kind of events you're holding there?
Well, you can follow us on Instagram at @color_city_mushrooms. We are on Facebook at Color City Mushrooms, and we also have a website, www.collarcitymushrooms.com.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see what you do next. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, you're welcome.